By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to meet President Donald Trump's demand of $2,000 relief checks for most Americans. The stimulus relief checks, which currently stand at $600, are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law on Sunday. The measure now goes to the Senate. The president last week threatened to block the massive pandemic aid and spending package if Congress did not boost stimulus payments and cut other spending. The House of Representatives also voted to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. If the Senate this week follows the House action, it would be the first veto override of Trump's presidency. President-elect Joe Biden said on Monday that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was an irresponsibility. Biden said his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorized cooperation with Biden until November 23rd. Biden takes office on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective on Monday. A court in Shanghai, China, sentenced a former lawyer and citizen journalist, Zhang Zan, to 4 years in prison for her reporting on the coronavirus outbreak. Zhang was one of the several citizens.